Yipes. It's a big weekend for football. It's also a big weekend for movies. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with his weekly look at what the critics are saying about the new releases, Slate's Summary Judgment.
Ah, the day after Thanksgiving, and there's much to be grateful for, especially if you have young daughters, because Enchanted, Disney's family comedy that mixes animation and live action, is now in wide release. Amy Adams plays a fairy tale princess who is thrust into modern-day New York City and tries to survive. And let's be honest, even a princess's golden carriage isn't going to pay for a Manhattan one-bedroom sublet.
Now, if I could only find a place to rest my head for the night...
What kind of place?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a nearby meadow or a hollow tree.
A hollow tree?
Or a house full of dwarves. I hear they're very hospitable.
The critics are enchanted with Enchanted. USA Today chirps, cleverly written and effortlessly entertaining. The Chicago Sun-Times calls it a heart-winning musical comedy. And many agree with the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Amy Adams is daft and delicious in a star-making role. Now, aside from young daughters, let's say you have a few surly teenage nephews visiting for the holidays. Well, I'm sure they'd love to check out Hitman, an ultra-violent action film based on the best-selling video game.
47, it's Diana. I could be retired for contacting you directly. Your location has been compromised.
No great shock here. The nation's critics want to take a hit out on Hitman. The New York Times sniffs, it exploits every action film cliche imaginable and still manages to be dull. However, your nephews Josh and Andre might disagree. And in limited release is the much-talked-about drama, sorta-kinda biopic, I'm Not There, from filmmaker Todd Haynes, who has given us everything from Velvet Goldmine to Far From Heaven. His latest film dramatizes the life and times of Bob Dylan as a series of shifting personae, so he is played at various times by everyone from Christian Bale to Heath Ledger to Cate Blanchett. That's right, Cate Blanchett plays Dylan.
Well, who said I was sincere?
Are you saying you're not sincere?
I'm more sincere than you are. See, you just want me to say what you want me to say.
The nation's critics overall applaud the film and the daring chances it takes in telling its story. The Village Voice calls it the movie of the year. Newsweek shouts, brilliantly strange and often funny. And the Washington Post assures, a fascinating experiment that heartily rewards the investment. So, wow, six Bob Dylans. And yet not one of them is played by Kevin Bacon.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a Los Angeles writer who listens to Dylan and sometimes dresses up like him.
Walk into the room with your pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked. You say, who is that man?
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.